Benvenuti a Toilet Reviews, where I give you a number two review and you just do what you're gonna do. Welcome to the show. Welcome back. We got a good one today. We got a good one. We're gonna go left. We're gonna go right. We're gonna just go right down the middle with some cookie reviews. That's right. We're doing Mulino Bianco cookies. This is kind of an odd one in the sense that it's not a typical product you will find everywhere. Well, that's what I once thought, but I'm starting to think I might have been wrong in that assessment because I was at Smith's, the local Kroger grocery store. And sure enough, Mulino Bianco on sale as well. And this made me happy because I have mentioned before that I've lived in Italy in the past, 10 years ago. And this was a brand of cookie I ate a lot because when we think cookies, well, first of all, cookies in Italian is biscotti. So you can think like, well, we have biscotti here, whatever. And kind of like biscuit cookie, like very dry, made for dipping. A lot of them dip it in coffee. In fact, the bags in Italy were like, a great breakfast. Have three cookies with your coffee. And I was like, that's your breakfast? But whatever. I folded. It was delicious. These cookies are just, they're basic. You know, this is like a common brand. This isn't some specialty, pretentious, oh, look at me. I mean, if you're continuing to eat it here in the States, sure, maybe, which is what I'm doing. But that's beside the point. So Mulino Bianco, a company that, well, it's not its own company. It's a branch off of Barilla. And Barilla, you've all seen the blue boxes of pasta. It's everywhere. It's got to be one of the most popular brands of pasta around. But this is a piece of the Barilla family, founded in December of 1975. And apparently it was a big deal because it kind of allowed them to change the way they were doing things. You could have different types of cookies, different shapes of cookies, different this. Trying to invoke memory, nostalgia, just emotional involvement to cookie, which it sounds like sad to me because I think of those things and I think of like local bakers working with the owner like face to face. And now it's like big corporation who's like, here's these cookies. Let us pull at your heartstrings. But that's just the way it went. And that's the way it's going. And it's been, 75. So come on. We're coming on 50 years of Mulino Bianco cookies. And I am a big fan of Mulino Bianco cookies because I'm a big fan of just really dry biscuit type cookies in general that are great for dipping. So they didn't have all the brand, all the different types of cookies from Mulino Bianco at Smith. So they did have a couple, and they did have one of the ones I liked the most. Not my favorite. My favorite were called Macine, which were like kind of just rings, like just a ring, like a circle with a hole in the middle. And they were made with fresh cream. Well, they said fresh cream. I'm sure it was just whatever cream. And those are my favorite. They were definitely thicker, a lot more fat content. Big fan. The ones they had here that I really like are called Galletti. And those are also great. They have like sprinkled like granular sugar on top. And once again, think like they're not quite like butter cookies, like Danish butter cookies, but you know, they are going to be that kind of dry. I feel like they're not that good to me personally, unless I'm dipping them. But when I'm dipping these cookies, it's a nightmare. I will eat, the bags here are smaller, but I will eat a whole bag in one night. I'll regret it the next morning, but I won't care. I'll be happy. And you know, they have a bunch of different kinds, ones with like chocolate, ones with pistachio, some in the shape of a heart, some that are kind of like Oreo style with a chocolate in the middle and like a cream. They have a lot and they're everywhere now apparently. So I think you should all go try some Mulino Bianco, dip it in some milk or some coffee or some alternative, whatever you're drinking. And I don't know, give it a try. I'm a big fan. I'm biased. It has a lot of nostalgia for me, but I'm going to give this a nice 8 out of 10. For the Mulino Bianco family. The national day today is Buy a Book Day. Suit up, we are going to buy and read some awesome books. That is such a boring tagline for Buy a Book Day. nationaltoday.com. But regardless, you all should go buy a book. Go buy a fantasy book, even if it's not really fantasy. Go buy a nonfiction book, even if it's really fiction. Just go buy some books. Read some books. You know, I just look back on my childhood and wish I would have read more. The kids who read a lot were definitely just doing better. I look around and I'm like, why wasn't I reading as a kid? Grateful for friends now who have encouraged me to read, family who encourages me to read and shares their Audible accounts with me. Yeah, don't come at me, Bezos. Thank you for listening to another wonderful episode of Toiler Reviews. Have a good one. Bye.